Scott Walworth lives in Baltimore, but he went to Sandy Hook Elementary School, and he grew up in Newtown, Connecticut. He joins us now to talk about what it is like in Newtown, Connecticut. And Scott, your reaction to what's been happening there?
Yeah, I was at work, actually, in training class, and they came across with the breaking news, and just never seen my town, let alone my elementary school, in the news before.
You said that you do not know any of the victims, but you said you know a lot of people indirectly as to what happened there, correct?
Oh, yeah. It's not a overly big town, and everyone's pretty closely knit together, so everybody is going to be affected either directly or indirectly just because of how close everybody is.
Give us a sense of what living in Newtown, Connecticut is like. I know you mentioned to me earlier that you went to Sandy Hook Elementary School. What is it like living there and growing up there?
Newtown is just, it's a beautiful town. I've never had any problems with any kind of crime or any incidents. I mean, it's the kind of place where when I go home, I leave my car keys in my ignition in my driveway. I don't even think twice about it. Everybody grows up pretty much playing soccer. We have a big soccer program in the town. So we have a tournament they host. So you get to know everybody. And it's just like everybody attends one of the local churches. The community is just unbelievably supportive of each other.
You're going home for Christmas on Saturday. This is obviously going to be a very different trip from many of the ones you've taken before. And how are you preparing yourself for that visit?
I've been trying to cut myself off from watching the news for the last couple of days because it's just been sad every time you watch it. I'm not sure if I can prepare myself. When I get there, I'm expecting to see media still around. I know from the pictures that there's banners hanging over the highways, that there's just memorials everywhere, candles everywhere. I just expect it to just be overly sad.
Scott, what do you want people to know about Newtown?
The big thing I want to know about Newtown is that this does not represent us. Newtown is such a great community and such a beautiful place that it's just the part that bothers me the most is that this is just going to be, anytime people hear about this town and Newtown, it's just going to be associated with just such sadness and tragedy. And that's the part that I'm hoping that... we're not going to be defined by that in the long run. Newtown is going to be, we're going to take care of ourselves. Everyone's going to, we're going to fix ourselves. It's going to take a very long time to do so. But the town is just so great and so supportive of each other that things will get better eventually. One of my friends is running a great site called NewtownPride.com.
Okay.
That's a great site. They're raising a lot of money. They're doing T-shirts and things like that. They'll send anywhere in the country. So that's a great site if people are looking for places to support or other ways to help out.
All right, Scott Walworth, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you very much.